This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the lead method helps managers confront toxic traits in their teams without losing authority. A structured system for naming destructive behavior and holding the line. In short, this article covers four frameworks that help managers confront toxic traits in their teams with structure, clarity, and authority rather than reacting in the moment. The lead method, a four-step conversation structure for any serious leadership confrontation. The SBI method, a feedback tool for naming toxic behavior in observable, neutral terms. The courage method, a decision framework for high-stakes calls about team members who won't change. Definition toxic traits method refers to any structured system a manager uses to identify, name, and confront destructive behavioral patterns in a team member. Effective methods replace reactive confrontation with a repeatable process that preserves both honesty and professional authority. A manager I once knew spent 6 months trying to handle a chronically undermining team member with patience, goodwill, and private conversations that never quite said the hard thing. She was not weak. She was not conflict-averse. She simply had no structure to reach for when the moment came, and so every conversation drifted into vagueness. The toxic trait spread. Two strong performers left. She lost the team before she ever lost her temper. Here is the truth of it: when you face genuinely destructive behavior in someone on your team, good intentions are not enough. Pressure compresses your thinking. Without a framework, you default to either aggression or avoidance. Neither works. What works is a system you have practiced until it becomes instinctive, so that when the stakes are highest, the structure holds you steady. And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce several frameworks built for exactly these moments. Chapter 7 covers the ones that matter most for leadership under pressure: the lead method, the courage method, and the SBI method. Together, they form a practical system for confronting toxic traits without losing the authority you need to lead. Why toxic behavior resists vague conversations. Toxic traits survive in most teams for one reason: the conversations that should stop them are not clear enough. A manager senses something is wrong, calls the person in, and talks around the problem. The team member leaves with no precise understanding of what they did, what the impact was, or what must change. Nothing shifts. The behavior continues. The manager loses a little more credibility each time. Destructive patterns in a team are not just interpersonal irritants. They corrode the group's ability to function. Blame shifting dismantles accountability. Public undermining of decisions destroys the manager's authority in front of the people watching. Persistent passive aggression, left unaddressed, teaches the whole team that standards do not apply equally. If you want to understand the full damage these patterns do to collective performance, the article on how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy gives you a detailed account. The framework matters because it gives you a reliable path through a conversation that your instincts will try to derail. It does not remove the difficulty. It keeps you from losing your footing when the difficulty lands. The four frameworks for confronting destructive behavior. Framework 1. The lead method. What it is. A four-step structure for any serious leadership conversation about toxic traits. It keeps the conversation purposeful from the first word to the last. Designed for any direct confrontation of a team member whose behavior is consistently damaging to others, to team performance, or to trust in the team. How it works. Number 1. Listen first. Open the conversation by giving the team member genuine space to speak. Not as a tactic, but because you need to understand their perspective before you can respond to it. Say, before I share what I want to discuss, I want to hear from you. How do you feel things have been going on the team recently? Listen without interrupting. You will hear more than you expect. Number 2. Empathize. Acknowledge what they have said before you move into challenge. This is not agreement. It is recognition. I hear that you have felt underappreciated. I want to come back to that. Skipping this step puts people on the defensive before you reach the actual issue. A defended person cannot hear you clearly. Number 3. Articulate your vision. Now name the behavior and its impact directly. This is where you use the SBI Structure C framework to be specific. Be calm. Do not soften the message so much that the team member misses it. In last Tuesday's team meeting, you interrupted Sarah 3 times and dismissed her proposal without letting her finish. The impact was that she fell silent for the rest of the meeting, and 2 other team members did the same. Number 4. Define the next steps. End with a clear expectation and a defined next action. From this point forward, I need you to let people finish before you respond. In our next team meeting, I will be watching for that. Can you commit to that? Clarity here is what separates a real conversation from a vague one. When to use it. Anytime you're sitting down with a team member specifically to address toxic traits, this is your primary conversation framework. When not to use it. Not suited to a quick corridor correction of a minor misstep. That needs a simpler, shorter response. Reserve lead for the conversations that genuinely need structure and seriousness. Worked example. A team member has been routinely taking credit for others' work in cross-departmental meetings. You call a private meeting. You open by asking how they see their recent contribution to the team listen. You acknowledge that they clearly want to be recognised for their work empathise. You describe three specific instances where they presented colleagues' outputs as their own articulate. You ask them to name a colleague's contribution by name in the next meeting they attend to find next steps. Eamon's note. I have used this framework dozens of times in the hardest conversations of my career. What I noticed every time is that the listen step disarms people who come in expecting a fight. Most managers skip it. Do not skip it. As outlined in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, the lead method works because it mirrors how trust is actually built. You listen before you speak, and you name clearly before you demand change. Framework 2. The SBI method. What it is. A three-part feedback structure for the articulate step of lead. It helps you describe toxic behaviour in terms the team member cannot deflect, designed for delivering the specific behavioural feedback at the centre of any confrontation conversation. Referenced in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time and applied throughout Chapter 7. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context. In Monday's project review, not you always or you never. A time, a place, an observable moment. Number 2. Behaviour. Describe what the person did, not what you think they meant by it. You interrupted the team lead twice and raised your voice when she pushed back. Stick to what was visible. Avoid inference. Number 3. Impact. Name the effect on others or on the work. Two team members told me afterwards they did not feel safe speaking up. The decision that came out of the meeting was weaker because of it. When to use it. Inside the articulate step of lead, and in any standalone feedback conversation about a specific toxic incident, when not to use it. Not effective when the problem is systemic and long-standing with no specific incident to anchor the conversation. In those cases, you need to build a pattern from multiple SBI examples. Worked example. A manager confronting persistent blame shifting says, in Wednesday's client debrief situation, you told the client that the missed deadline was because your colleague had not given you the data in time behavior. The client's written feedback specifically mentioned they had lost confidence in the team's cohesion impact. Eamon's note. The situation component is the one people skip. They say you always, instead of naming a real moment, always gives the other person an escape hatch. A specific situation takes it away. If you want to work through the scripts for addressing team members who are actively undermining group cohesion, the resource on scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy gives you ready-made language for these conversations. Framework 3. The Courage Method. What it is. A 7-step decision framework for the moments when toxic behaviour has escalated to the point where a high-stakes decision is required, such as performance management, role reassignment, or removal from a team. Designed for managers who are facing a consequential decision about a team member with deeply embedded toxic traits and need a structured way to think it through before acting. How it works. Number 1. Collect information. Gather specific behavioural evidence before deciding anything. Document dates, incidents, witnesses. Number 2. Outline the options. List every realistic course of action, from a final performance conversation to formal process to team restructure. Number 3. Understand the impact. Consider the effect of each option on the individual, the team, and your own authority. Number 4. Review your values. Ask what you are willing to stand behind as a leader. This is not a soft question. It defines what you will say out loud and defend. Number 5. Act with conviction. Make the decision and own it. Half decisions made under pressure produce half consequences. Number 6. Gauge the reaction. After you act, read the response honestly. From the individual, from the team. Adjust your follow-through based on what you observe. Number 7. Explain your rationale. Be transparent about the reasoning behind the decision with the people it affects. Not every detail, but the why. When to use it. When the toxic behavior has not changed after direct lead conversations and a consequential decision now sits in front of you, when not to use it. Overkill for a first or second incident. This is for situations where the pattern has been named, the expectations have been set, and the behavior has not changed. Worked example. A manager has had 3 lead conversations with a team member who consistently excludes a colleague from information flows and undermines team decisions in group settings. The manager uses courage to decide whether to escalate to formal performance review, restructure the team's communication process, or have a final direct conversation before formal action. The framework keeps the decision from being driven by frustration rather than clear thinking. Eamon's note. Most managers skip to act with conviction and misgauge the reaction. You are not done when you make the decision. You are done when you have seen what it produced and responded to that honestly. Framework 4. The neutral problem statement. What it is. A single framing tool for opening a confrontation conversation in a way that names the issue without triggering immediate defensiveness. Designed for the opening of any difficult conversation about toxic traits before you move into the full lead structure. How it works. Number 1. Name the observable pattern without judgment. I want to talk about something I have noticed in team meetings over the past 3 weeks. No accusations. No adjectives like toxic or disrespectful. Number 2. Separate the person from the behavior. This is not about who you are. It is about a specific pattern I need us to address. Number 3. State your intention. My goal in this conversation is to find a way forward that works for you and for the team. When to use it. Before lead. To set the frame for a difficult confrontation conversation. When not to use it. If the situation has already escalated beyond a first confrontation and the team member knows what the meeting is about, skip the neutral frame and move directly into lead. Worked example. A manager opens a meeting about a team member's chronic exclusion of a colleague. I have noticed a recurring pattern over the past month where certain decisions are made and communicated to some team members before others. I want to understand that together. And I want to address it directly. Eamon's note. The neutral problem statement is a short tool. Do not stretch it into a preamble that lasts 10 minutes. 1 to 2 sentences, then move forward. The full detail on delivering this kind of opening is in the article on how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy. Framework 5. The honest accountability script. What it is. A short verbal structure for the end of any confrontation conversation. Designed to secure a genuine commitment rather than a vague agreement. Designed for closing the define next steps phase of lead with precision. How it works. Number 1. State the expectation in 1 sentence. From this conversation forward, I need you to allow every team member to finish speaking before you respond. Number 2. Ask for a direct commitment. Can you commit to that? Wait for an answer. Do not fill the silence. Number 3. Name the consequence of non-compliance. If I see this pattern continue after today, I will need to escalate this to a formal performance conversation. Number 4. Document the exchange. After the meeting, write a brief record of what was said, what was committed to, and what the stated consequence was. When to use it. At the close of every lead conversation about toxic traits, when not to use it. Not appropriate for exploratory conversations where you are still gathering information. This is a closing tool, not an investigative one. Worked example. After a full lead conversation about a team member who has been publicly dismissing colleagues' ideas, the manager closes with, I need you to respond to colleagues' proposals with a genuine question before you offer a counter-argument. I'm asking you to commit to that today. If I observe the same pattern in the next team meeting, I will initiate a formal performance review. Are we clear? Eamon's note. The silence after can you commit to that is hard to sit with. Sit with it. The answer you get there is the truest one you will hear in the whole conversation. How to pick the right framework for the situation. Different toxic traits call for different entry points. This table gives you a quick read on which framework fits which situation. Situation start here use also. First confrontation about a specific incident neutral problem statement SBI inside lead. Pattern of toxic behavior over weeks lead method full honest accountability script at close. Delivering specific behavioral feedback SBI method inside lead articulate step. Escalating decision formal process or exit courage method lead for the final conversation. Blame shifting or deflection in meeting neutral problem statement lead follow up privately. Chronic passive aggression lead method full SBI for naming specific incidents. The short version, the neutral problem statement, opens a confrontation. SBY names the behavior with precision inside the conversation. Lead structures the full exchange from start to close. Courage governs the hard decisions when conversations alone have not changed the behavior. For the full architecture of how lead applies across all kinds of leadership conversations, not just those involving toxic traits, the article on how to use the lead method to drive team synergy through every leadership conversation takes you through the broader application. The mistakes managers make when confronting toxic behavior. Structure helps, but only if you apply it correctly. Here are the four errors I see most often. The mistake: waiting for certainty before acting. Why it happens: managers fear being wrong about a person and causing harm. What to do instead? You do not need certainty. You need a pattern. Two clear instances, documented, is enough to begin a lead conversation. The mistake: using character language instead of behavioral language. Why it happens: frustration turns specific incidents into global judgments. You are undermining this team instead of in Tuesday's meeting. You dismiss Sarah's proposal before she had finished presenting it. What to do instead? Return to SBI every time. Situation: behavior, impact. No adjectives about character. The mistake: ending the conversation without a clear, named consequence. Why it happens: managers worry that naming a consequence sounds threatening and damages the relationship. What to do instead? A consequence is not a threat. It is honesty. Without it, the team member has no real reason to change, and you have no line to hold. The mistake: having the conversation once and assuming it is resolved. Why it happens: the relief of having said the hard thing leads managers to step back and wait. What to do instead? Follow up within a week. Acknowledge improvement if you see it. If you do not see it, have the second conversation immediately. Silence after the first conversation signals tolerance. Managers who have lost confidence in their own authority after letting toxic behavior run too long will find the framework for building trust in the article on how to use the lead method to restore synergy after a team has lost confidence in leadership. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency with these frameworks over time. You will not apply these frameworks perfectly in the first conversation. That is not the goal. The goal is to practice enough that pressure no longer strips the structure away. Weeks 1 and 2. Use SBI alone. Apply it in every feedback conversation, even low-stakes ones. Name the situation, the behavior, and the impact every time you give developmental feedback. You're building the habit of behavioral language before you need it in a harder context. Weeks 3 and 4. Add the neutral problem statement. Use it to open any awkward or challenging conversation, not only those involving toxic traits. Notice how a neutral frame changes the temperature at the start of a difficult exchange. Weeks 5 and 6. Run a full lead conversation in a one-to-one meeting, even on a less serious topic. Practice listening without planning your response during the other person's turn. Practice the silence at the close of the define next step beyond 6 weeks. The frameworks become instinctive enough that you can adapt them under pressure. You will still feel the pressure. You will just have the structure to stand on. Using I statements effectively throughout these conversations keeps the focus on observable impact rather than blame. The article on how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy-breaking blame cycles gives you the language patterns to practice alongside the frameworks above. It also helps to understand how toxic traits surface differently when a team is going through change. The articles on how to communicate a strategic change to your team in a way that preserves synergy and how to use the lead method to restore synergy after a team has lost confidence in leadership address the context in which disruptive patterns most often intensify. What to take forward? Confronting toxic traits is not a talent some managers have and others do not. It is a skill. It is built through preparation, through the right frameworks applied at the right moment, and through the courage to say the clear thing when the comfortable thing would be to say nothing. In Say It Right Every Time, I wrote this: your job as a leader is to be clear, not to be comfortable. That is the whole of it. Clarity protects the people who are being damaged by toxic traits. Clarity protects the team's ability to do good work. And clarity, applied consistently through a reliable toxic traits method, is what separates managers who hold authority from those who lose it, one avoided conversation at a time. Reach for the structure. Have the conversation. Hold the line. Frequently asked questions. What is the toxic traits method for managers? The toxic traits method for managers is a structured approach to naming and confronting destructive behavior in a team. The lead method, covered in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, gives managers four clear steps. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. How do you use the lead method to address toxic behavior? You open by listening without judging, then name the emotional impact honestly, then describe the behavior and its effect on the team, and finally set a clear expectation with a defined next step. The method keeps the conversation structured so pressure does not strip away your authority or your clarity. When should a manager confront toxic traits in a team member? Confront toxic traits as soon as a pattern is clear, not after the third or fourth incident. Waiting signals tolerance. The right moment is after you've observed at least two specific instances and can describe the behavior in neutral, factual terms rather than reacting emotionally to a single event. What are the most common toxic traits that undermine a team? The most damaging toxic traits are blame shifting, persistent undermining of colleagues, chronic passive aggression, public dismissal of team decisions, and deliberate exclusion of others. Each erodes trust differently, but all of them share one feature left unaddressed. They teach the rest of the team that destructive behavior carries no consequence. How do you confront a toxic team member without losing authority? You keep authority by staying calm, specific, and direct. Name the behavior, not the character. Use the SBI framework to anchor the conversation in observable facts. Set a clear expectation and a defined consequence. Follow through every time. Authority is not volume, it is consistency. What is the difference between the lead method and the SBI method? The lead method structures the full leadership conversation from opening to close. The SBI method handles one specific component within that conversation, delivering the feedback itself. You use SBI inside lead when you reach the articulate step and need to name the toxic behavior with precision. How do you build fluency in confronting toxic behavior over time? You practice each framework separately before combining them. Start with SBI in low-stakes feedback conversations. Then use the lead structure in a one-to-one review. After 6 weeks of deliberate use, the sequence becomes instinctive enough that pressure no longer strips it away when the conversation turns difficult. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.